The Buddha said, there are these five themes that should be reflected on by a woman or a man or by a householder or one gone forth. What five? I am subject to old age. I am not exempt from old age. I am subject to illness. I am not exempt from illness. I am subject to death. I am not exempt from death. I will be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable to me. I am the owner of my karma, heir of my karma. I have karma as my origin, karma as my relative, karma as my resort. I will be the heir of whatever karma, good or bad, that I do. These five recollections should be reflected on again and again. For the sake of what benefit should a woman or a man, a householder or one gone forth, often reflect thus? I am subject to old age. I am not exempt from old age. In their youth, beings are intoxicated with their youth, and when they are intoxicated with their youth, they engage in misconduct by body, speech, and mind. But when one often reflects upon this theme, the intoxication with youth is either completely abandoned or diminished. It is for this sake that one should reflect thus. I am subject to old age. I am not exempt from old age. And for the sake of what benefit should one often reflect? I am subject to illness. I am not exempt from illness. In a state of health, beings are intoxicated with their health. And when they are intoxicated with their health, they engage in misconduct by body, speech, and mind. But when one often reflects upon this theme, the intoxication with health is either completely abandoned or diminished. It is for the sake of this benefit that one should often reflect thus. I am subject to illness. I am not exempt from illness. And for the sake of what benefit should one often reflect? I am subject to death. I am not exempt from death. During their lives, beings are intoxicated with life. And when they are intoxicated with life, they engage in misconduct by body, speech, and mind. But when one often reflects upon this theme, the intoxication with life is completely abandoned or diminished. It is for the sake of this benefit that one should often reflect, I am subject to death. I am not exempt from death. and for the sake of what benefit should one often reflect? I will be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable to me. Beings have desire and lust in regard to those people and things that are dear and agreeable. And excited by this lust, they engage in misconduct by body, speech, and mind. But when one often reflects upon this theme, the desire and lust in regard to everyone and everything dear and agreeable is either completely abandoned or diminished. It is for the sake of this benefit that one should often reflect. I will be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable to me. And for the sake of what benefit should one often reflect? I am the owner of my karma, the heir of my karma. I have karma as my origin, karma as my relative, karma as my resort. I will be the heir of whatever karma, good or bad, that I do. People engage in misconduct by body, speech, and mind. But when one often reflects upon this theme, such misconduct is either completely abandoned or diminished. It is for the sake of this benefit that one should often reflect on the truth of karma. This noble disciple reflects thus: I am not the only one who is subject to old age, not exempt from old age. All beings that come and go, that pass away and undergo rebirth, are subject to old age. None are exempt from old age. As one often reflects on this theme, the path is generated. One pursues this path, develops it, and cultivates it. As one does, the fetters are entirely abandoned, and the underlying tendencies are uprooted. This noble disciple reflects thus: I am not the only one who is subject to illness, not exempt from illness. All beings that come and go, that pass away and undergo rebirth, are subject to illness. None are exempt from illness. As one reflects on this theme, the path is generated. One pursues this path, develops it, and cultivates it. As one does, the fetters are entirely abandoned, and the underlying tendencies are uprooted. This noble disciple reflects thus: I am not the only one who is subject to death, not exempt from death. All beings that come and go, that pass away and undergo rebirth, are subject to death. None are exempt from death. as one often reflects on this theme, the path is generated. One pursues this path, develops it, and cultivates it. As one does, the fetters are entirely abandoned and the underlying tendencies are uprooted. This noble disciple reflects thus, I am not the only one who must be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable. All beings that come and go, that pass away and undergo rebirth, must be parted and separated from everyone and everything dear and agreeable. As one often reflects on this theme, the path is generated. One pursues this path, develops it, and cultivates it. As one does, the fetters are entirely abandoned and the underlying tendencies are uprooted. This noble disciple reflects thus, I am not the only one who is the owner of one's karma, the heir of one's karma, who has karma as one's origin, as one's relative, karma as one's resort, who will be the heir of whatever karma, good or bad, that one does. All beings that come and go, that pass away and undergo rebirth, are owners of their karma, heirs of their karma. All have karma as their origin, karma as their relative, karma as their resort. All will be heirs of whatever karma, good or bad, that they do. As one often reflects on these themes, the path is generated. One pursues this path, develops it, and cultivates it. As one does, the fetters are entirely abandoned and the underlying tendencies are uprooted. Worldlings subject to illness, old age, and death are disgusted by other people who exist in accordance with their nature. If I were to become disgusted with beings who have such a nature, that would not be proper for me, since I too have the same nature. While I was dwelling thus, having known the state without acquisitions, I overcame all intoxicants, intoxication with health, with youth, and with life, having seen security in renunciation. Zeal then arose in me, as I clearly saw Nibbana. Now I am incapable of indulging in sensual pleasures. Relying on the spiritual life, never will I turn back.